La Liga.
It's not La Liga, it's the Copa del Rey, and it's Bilbao against Barcelona. Bilbao 12-1, the draw 11-2, and Barcelona at 1-5. This one coming up on Saturday at 8:30. A superb season for Barca. They've blown everybody away with their displays since Christmas and deservedly won the league. The treble for them is very much on, and they don't look to be up against much here, Ray, with a Bilbao side who haven't had a superb season but did finish the season well to grab a Europa League spot. But it is a big ask. The odds reflect that. Can you see anything other than a Barca win here?
No, and I think it's comfortable, if we're being honest. Mm. You know, they didn't really play a strongish side, and against Deportivo on Sunday, was it?
It was
Saturday, Sunday. It was the weekend, and you know, that was all about one thing. That was saying goodbye to Xavi. That was celebrating what they'd done so far this season. This is just going to be another chapter in their successful season. I mean, you don't back the 1-5. There are other ways in, but yeah, they win this comfortably. Bilbao, who are a side who don't score an awful lot, and you've got a Barcelona side who are rampant.
Okay,
games at Bilbao are always difficult.
Yeah,
I mean, even though Barca hit 5 earlier on in the season, Bilbao still hit 2.
Yeah, but the thing is, because this is a cup final, Bilbao are basically, you've got to treat it as an away game for both sides.
Yes.
And Bilbao away from home aren't good enough.
Exactly.
And Barca away from home are not as good as they are at home, but they're still very good.
Yeah, and they still score a hatful of goals, which ultimately means they will win this game.
Okay. You said you wouldn't take the 1-5. You said there's value to be found elsewhere. We've got headline offers. If you do think that Bilbao will win, you can get Adoriz to score and Bilbao to win at 16-1. I should stress these are all 90-minute prices, of course. Suarez to score 2 or more, Barca to win at 5-1. And match result on both teams to score. Bilbao 12, the draw 6 is Barca 8-5 if you think that Bilbao can nick one while Barca win. On the other hand, Barca to win to nil is 19-20. What do you think, Ray?
Well, I mean, I know you're a fan of the 19-20 win to nil because it's Barcelona.
Always.
I guess one of my main inputs on this would be, if you do think Barcelona concede, I know we say it every now and again, but don't back the Barcelona to win and both teams to score. Back the one man who pretty much drags his team to the cup final and to the league position in Adoriz. You know, he is the man. He's got an okay record against Barcelona. He is the guy who, you know, he is the threat. Mm-hmm. So I think he's available at 13-5 anytime. So, you know, a lot more money for your stake. Of course, yeah, you need him to score, but I think I'm not convinced Barcelona concede, but I'm not convinced. Well, I don't like the Barcelona 8-5 that they do concede. 19-20 is what it is. They're a side who will dominate the ball, and they will win. Mm-hmm. It's just whether they can limit the chances of maybe an informed side and certainly an informed player. I think this is Adoriz's best ever season.
He has been very good,
Goal scoring wise, you know, he's evergreen. He continues to score goals. I was just about to talk about another evergreen striker then, but we'll do that in a couple of seconds. Luca Toni, incredible. Mm. 38, top scorer in Serie A, probably going to win it. 150 league goals, brilliant. Anyway, back to Adoriz, evergreen. Yes. And he will be the only real thorn for them.
Okay. A lot of gardening references there. Evergreen,
really?
Thorn.
I didn't even think about it.
Should we try and get some more in?
No,
we don't need to branch off like that. I should say,
I'm just going to hedge a few bets, I think.
Let's stop now. The final, of course, is being played at the Nou Camp. Despite the fact that Barca aren't at home, they are at home, but it's not a home crowd.
No, no.
It'll be split, obviously.
Of course it will,
It's just because, well, there's the Camp Nou and the Bernabeu are the two biggest stadiums in the country. There was a bit of debate over where it should be played. It's been settled on here, but it isn't a home game. I will stress that.
No, I mean,
But it has to play into... It's not an away game for Bilbao in that... Well, it is, but it's not a home game for Barca, but it is an away game for Bilbao, is what I'm trying to say. But it doesn't matter anyway, because we discussed that wherever this is, Barca would win. You know, it just sort of helps you that little bit.
No, of course it does.
Given that they'll have a lot in their favour.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the crowd is completely split in these, you know,
It would just be, you know, as it would be at Wembley.
Exactly. Atleti Real Madrid played a Copa del Rey final 2 years ago at the Bernabeu.
Yeah,
and it was Yeah. One side was white, the other was red. It was wonderful. But anyway, Barcelona win this. They played a final against Bilbao 3 years ago. They won it 3-0. They played one 3 years before that and won it 4-1. It's going to be comfortable.
Okay.
I like -2.
Right, fine.
11-8.
I like Barca to nil at 90-20. I think it'll either be 2-3 or 4-0.
But 3-0 was luring me in at 13-2. But
yeah, I think that's probably the most likely. But one bet that did interest me is Barca and under 2.5 is 16-5. It's a big price when you think that Barca occasionally do just win 1 or 2-0, don't they? It's not. They don't always just steamroller teams. It was more of a price. The price that, you know, enticed me in more than anything else. But I do think they'll win this comfortably. Like I said, 2, 3, or 4. So just, I'd stick with Barca to nil at 90-20 to win inside 90 minutes. Your best bet?
I would go, I'll go -2 at 11-8. I mean, there's no point in playing any goal scorers because,
yeah,
you know, they're
no
all
value.
You go down to about the third sub and they're all odds on. Although, PK.
No, get away. Get
away. Oh, dear. Listeners, long-term listeners will remember that particular conversation.
Yeah. yeah, there's no value to be had with the goal scorers, but we're thinking that Barca will win, and they'll win cozily.
Yeah, I mean, red card is always something you have to play in Spain because the players just go a little bit,
well, against Barca especially,
crazy every now and again. Red card in the match is 9-4. Bilbao had a player sent off earlier on in the campaign against them, as you said. There's a lot of niggly little fouls which pick up little bookings in Spain. Mm. I know this is not La Liga and it's a cup game, and it might be a bit different, but there's always potential. 9-4 is, I think it's big enough to work to have a couple of quid on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.